Hi, and welcome to the third episode of GoQuest Roster. It's a beautiful day. It's Wednesday. It's me, your host Sagar from the international sales team at GoQuest Media. In today's episode, we'll talk about a tale of two sisters born to different mothers. One is charming, the other devil. One is virtuous, the other evil, in the Ukrainian revenge melodrama Ruby Rain. Yes. If you remember Bud Fox from the popular Hollywood movie Wall Street, you might remember his famous dialogue which he says to Gordon, "How much is enough?" Of course, the topic is money, ambition, and success. To what extent can one go to fulfill their endless greed driven by jealousy and bitterness? Well, that's the underlying theme of Ruby Ring, which explores the relationship of two siblings, Anna and Yana, whose life changes after a horrible accident. Anna is bright, gentle, caring, who adores her family and is in love with a rich, handsome, and an affectionate man, Denise. Yana is totally opposite to her sister. She's jealous, impulsive, self-obsessed, and wants it all. A rich husband, a successful career, and a luxurious life. And she's willing to go to any extent to achieve her dreams. She, too, has a man in her life, the kind, respectful, and good-hearted Andre. Anna and Yana meet with a car accident that mutilates their faces, making them unrecognizable. Anna goes into a coma while Yana survives. Yana is mistaken to be Anna due to the ruby ring she was wearing, which Yana had snatched from Anna just before the accident. Their faces are swapped during the reconstruction surgery. Being convinced that her sister will never wake up from the sleep of death, Yana takes away everything of Anna's: her face, her fiancé, and her identity. During the wedding, as Yana and Denise walk down the aisle and face each other to say their wedding vows, Anna awakens. The story of two sisters exploring the dynamics of sibling rivalry is a popular trope in films and dramas. But what makes Ruby Ring immensely engaging is how the conflict between the two sisters is explored. The whole concept of having someone else's face while still retaining one's original and natural self, characteristics, and personal sense of who am I doubt has ever been captured on television. Additionally, the reversal of role with each sister playing the other offers a complicated and intricate angle to the overall story. The characters of the series are quite unique from what one generally gets to see in dramas. The two leading men, Denise and Andre, are a refreshing shift from the typical male masculine archetypes. They are compassionate, caring, and patient. The two sisters are metaphorical representation of the duality of human nature and emotions, that is, good and evil, content and discontent. Then we have Ola, Anna's and Yana's mother, who raises the two daughters after her husband abandons her when she's pregnant. There's Luba, Ola's sister-in-law, who sacrifices her own desire of having a family and helps Ola raise the two girls. The series has received quite an extraordinary response. It has aired in around 35 countries, from Africa to Eastern Europe to Middle East and North Africa. Indonesia also has recently produced a successful local production of the drama. That's all for this episode. You can get further details of this explosive melodrama on our website www.goquestmedia.com, or you can write to us at contact@goquestmedia.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday with another great international story packed with drama just for you. Till then, be safe and goodbye.